hear from God, you and you alone are responsible for it.
Right. Yes, it's time for us to grow. So we can reign. Say growth.
Growth
will cause you to reign.
Cause you to reign.
The enemy doesn't want you to reign. He wants you to miss out on all the good things that the Father has for you. He does not want you to reign. But guess what? He can never stop you. Never stop you if you don't let him. Do you follow me? Look at your name and say, Satan.
Satan
has no authority,
over
me.
Over me.
The only authority,
that he has,
over me.
Over me.
Is the authority,
that
I yield to him.
I ain't giving him an inch.
Say, don't give him no place that he had that he doesn't deserve.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm going to give you all an assignment. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? Anybody remember what we were talking about last week?
Different types of studies.
Okay. Like I said, we're speaking in our heavenly language in tongues, which came about as a result of the doctrine of what?
Pneumatology.
Pneumatology, right?
John 14,
1 Corinthians 14. Gotcha. So we continue on in the doctrine of pneumatology. And what we say pneuma was?
Spirit.
Okay. Pneuma is the Greek word for spirit. We say ology is what? The study of. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the personality of the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit
is a personality. He has personality. Amen? So he's a person. Glory to God. Amen. And he moves. Say, moves consistently.
Moves consistently.
In our lives.
In our lives.
I want somebody to take Isaiah 11, verse number 2. Isaiah number 11, verse number 2. I also want someone to take 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. Yes, sir. Isaiah 11, verse number 2. Talking about the personality traits of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord.
Saying the what?
Fear of the Lord.
The fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Read those again for me, Brother Vernon. So read that again.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Okay, we got the Spirit of what? The Lord, right? It says understanding.
Wisdom and understanding.
The Spirit of, okay. Wisdom. And the Spirit of understanding. Okay, Brother Vernon. Continue on.
The Spirit of counsel and might.
Okay. Counsel. And might. And the other one was?
The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
Knowledge and the other one was the fear of the Lord. And another word for fear, it's not say not scary, but reverence.
Reverence.
Say God's not fear based.
God is not fear based.
you're afraid of him.
He wants you to honor. Say honor.
Honor.
See, there's a holy fear.
There's a holy fear.
You know that fear when you know you did something, you're trying to hide it from mama. You felt a little fear. Mm-hmm. That's a holy fear right there. It's based on an understanding that you're responsible. Say responsible. Is that me?
Yes.
Careful. Put it in the front.
Hallelujah. Say sevenfold spirit of Christ.
Sevenfold.
That's seven spirits, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll find those around the throne in the book of Revelation. Alright? So when you look at all this, the Holy Spirit has, say, intelligence.
Intelligence.
So the same spirit that's living on the inside of you is an intelligent spirit. Okay?
Amen.
Say intelligence.
Intelligence.
So he's able to communicate things to you that you might not know.
That's right.
He's also able to give you clarity. Say clarity.
Clarity.
In areas you might not understand. Mm-hmm. He's able to bring you up to speed in areas where you might be lacking. Mm-hmm. Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, say, this is a supernatural level of understanding.
Supernatural level.
He can show you things before they happen.
That's right.
All right? Nakari got a download that Thursday, not recognizing that the Holy Spirit was placing that on the shelf of her heart, because he knew her tomorrow before she walked into her tomorrow. Do you follow me? So there was a download prior, okay, for distribution that next day.
That's good, yeah.
All right? And the distribution was twofold. The woman received, check this out, the woman came with an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because the Lord revealed something to her about what Nakari was carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
God prepares those whose hearts are open to receive what he wants to dispense and what he wants you to carry.
Amen.
Now, Nakari said initially, I really didn't want to come. Uh-huh. Been there before. I tell you, the best services that I have been in, the best Bible studies I've been in, is when I've come and I really didn't want to come. I felt like there was something else I could be doing. Mm-hmm. All right? And I pressed on. Say, pressed on. I got rid of my old mind. Say, my old mind. Because anytime I come into the presence of the Lord, and whenever I am with two or three, Jesus said, when you're together, what? With two or more, I'm in the what? The midst thereof. So the Lord says, I'm showing up when you show up.
Come on. Say it again.
Ah, glory
say
to God.
It again.
Amen. Father says, when you show up, I'm going to show up. And if your heart is open, I'm going to drop something in it.
Yeah.
And you might not even be aware of what I'm downloading into you, but I know your future before you even got it.
That's right. Amen.
So God knows my tomorrow. He knows my next 15 minutes. And if I'm open to receive, he'll put something on the inside of me that can either elevate me, can enlighten me. Guess what? Can give me a revelation.
Yes.
And can prepare me for that which is yet coming and I know not of.
Come on.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You follow that? So the Holy Spirit has intelligence. Say intelligence.
Has intelligence.
If he's intelligent, say if he's intelligent.
If he is intelligent.
I've got a source.
I have a source.
I can tap into. And his intelligence is not limited. It's infinite. So if it's money, finances, health, healing, deliverance, all of that stuff. Guess what? It's available to you. See, there comes a point where you don't need anybody to lay hands on you. You can lay hands on yourself.
Come on. Yes.
There's a time when you can walk in a certain level of revelation, glory to God. I don't need anybody to do anything for me because I can do it for myself.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And if I can do it for myself, guess what? I can use it on other people.
Yeah.
It's called maturation. Say maturity.
Maturity.
So that's not something I look for. That's something I already have.
Come on, Bob.
And I walk through that. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Father, glory to God. So the Holy Spirit, first attribute is intelligence. This will go in this order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First attribute, say intelligence.
Intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Who's got my second strip? That was Isaiah, what?
11.
Verse 2. And you'll find that same spirit around the throne of God in the book of Revelations.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 11. Who has that?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
But all these worketh that one and the self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Say that again, Rachel.
Verse 11.
Yeah, read that again.
But all these worketh that it's one.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 11. I'm going to let you all get there. Still talking about the Holy Spirit, doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See it right there?
Amen.
Talking about his intelligence, the Holy Spirit's intelligence.
Holy Spirit's intelligence.
Amen.
I'm going to read from Amplify. All these things, the gifts, the achievements, the abilities, the empowering, are brought about by one and the same Holy Spirit, distributing to each one individually just as he chooses.
Say, as he chooses.
As he chooses.
So Holy Spirit has a will.
Amen.
Okay. Amplify causes what? Choosing, right? Same thing. See, he has a will.
He has a will.
Mm-hmm. And his will is to equip you.
Amen.
Say equip.
Equip.
Mm-hmm. He sees where your life is headed. Say, I sees where my life is headed.
Sees where my life is headed.
He also knows God's destiny for you.
Amen. Yes.
All right. So he equips you with what you need. Say, what I need.
What I need.
To accomplish the task that has been given me. And the task is, say, multifaceted.
Multifaceted.
You might be here 70, 80, 120 years. Out of that, there are destinations. Points of starting, points that are ending. Starting and stopping. Starting and stopping. One assignment completed, boom, another assignment continues.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say? Your ending always indicates there's going to be a what?
Beginning.
The beginning. Even your death institutes a new start.
Amen, yes.
Huh? Walking out of the natural realm and what? Now it's becoming unlimited because you're no longer carrying a body and you're moving around in the realm of the spirit. Mm-hmm. So every end is the what? Beginning of another.
What journey in your life? So Holy Spirit knows what you need. And he'll give you what you need. Say, give you what you need.
Give you what you need.
Glory to God. So you can fulfill, say fulfill.
Fulfill.
The assignment. So never say never.
Never.
Tell yourself you can't do.
That's right.
Do you understand me? Never tell yourself what you cannot do. Never tell yourself, glory to God, that I'm incomplete. I'm not properly prepared. If you're willing to do what you're supposed to do, the Holy Spirit will equip you. Say equip you.
Equip you.
To do everything he's called you to do. Mm-hmm. Say there's an equipping.
There's an equipping.
Glory to God. Say there's an equipping.
There's an equipping.
Mm-hmm. Always an equipping. He's equipping you to do X, Y, and Z. Somebody take Romans chapter 8, verse number 27. Teach you how to run around in your Bible. Glory to God. 8:27. Say invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself.
Say invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself.
Don't waste any time. Amen. Don't waste time because you don't have a lot of it.
Amen.
Verse 27. Romans chapter 8, verse number 27. This is why I like for you all to have a Bible as well. So you can maneuver around your Bible. Mm-hmm. What happens when your phone goes out? Or you don't have a phone? That's because you were raised on the Bible. You were raised on the phone.
You want it now.
8:27, go ahead, Brother Berman.
And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
So Holy Spirit has a what?
Yes.
A mind.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
What is the mind of the Spirit?
He has a mind. He can think.
Amen.
He can process. Trying to personalize him. Say personalize him.
Personalize him.
Glory to God. I stand back here and I watch you all sometimes. Trina will say, open your mouth. Say something to the Lord. All right? And you don't know whether you're supposed to shout.
Options. You got options.
You don't know if you're supposed to shout or you gotta talk to the Lord. You follow me? Because the commands are important. You follow me?
That's right.
But God, sometimes I it's kind of funny. If I'm talking to someone, say talking to someone.
Okay,
Rhea, I love you. I can't carry it. I bless you. God bless you, man. I love you. She'll look at you. She'll look at you.
I wasn't even trying. That's sometimes
how we talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The Bible says, I'm right here.
Right here.
I felt that.
I'm right here. Slow down. Do you follow me, saints?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You follow that?
Yes, sir.
Because he's here. Mm-hmm. He's listening.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
He wants to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Wants to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's all about relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one day I was walking around in the house, in the car. And the Holy Spirit says, sometimes I feel just like that. You walk around your life every day and you never say anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you say you love me.
That's right.
You look for love, compassion, all that stuff, and all these things. God says, I created you and are you for you, for me. And you for me. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship.
Amen.
It's not this mechanical. Say mechanical.
Amen.
Amen.
Performance at times. I talk about you, Kirk and Trina. But we can perform. Mm-hmm. And God simply wants to engage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Holy Spirit simply wants to engage. Do you follow me, saints?
Yes,
because we're talking about what? Relationship.
Yeah.
Hmm? And people in relationships, guess what?
They give and they take. They don't get mad because somebody says something they didn't like.
Do you follow what I'm saying? They're able to move. They're able to move. And adjust. Say and adjust.
And the Holy Spirit loves you all.
Loves me.
But he wants that what? A communication. Why? Because he knows my end. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen at home. He knows what's festering in your heart even right now. Can't hide from him. Say you can't hide from him. And guess what? You can't hide from Satan either. Because see, spirits see you when you don't see them. And what did I tell you? You're a conductor. Say a conductor. You're either a heavenly field for the Father, or you're a field for the enemy to play in. And remember, God is here to nurture and to what? Promote you and to sustain you. The enemy is here to pollute you and to destroy you.
Right.
And every day you have to make a decision. Just because you don't see him don't mean he ain't plotting.
That's right.
Just because you ain't got your neck snapped don't mean he ain't going to get you. You follow me? A true predator does not give up.
That's a fact.
A true predator does not give up until he's destroyed his what? His prey. Satan is a pure predator. And his demons are pure predators. And Jesus is a pure conqueror. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And as long as you and Jesus are walking tight, say walking tight. Predator can't do nothing to you.
Amen.
Hello. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
But you have to recognize and recognize.
Recognize.
You got an enemy.
That's right.
And you got a savior. Which side are you going to walk on? Because you have to make a choice every day.
Every day.
Say every day.
Every day.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
So once I know better, say once I know better.
Know better.
All you got to do is prepare me. Say prepare me.
Prepare me.
If you prepare me, he might beat me one time, Delicia, but he ain't going to beat me again. I'm not going to fall for the same okie doke. My wife said okie doke. You know what? He got me with that one last year. It won't happen this year. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, he got me 6 weeks ago. It ain't going to happen
this week.
Oh, he got me yesterday. It ain't going to happen today. Because
right.
I learned. See, I learned.
I learned.
Mm-hmm. From every circumstance and every situation. Because I got one greater on the inside of me. It's intelligent. Has a will for me. His will is to see me achieve everything that God has designed me to achieve.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
See, he has a mind. He knows how to maneuver and get me to the place that I need to get. We don't know what God has planned for us. Josh didn't know that scholarship was coming, did you? But he knew. Say, God knew. Says, I'm going to see what he does with it because I'm going to test him. Because anything I give you, I'm looking for a responsibility. Got a real estate license? I'm going to see what you do with that. You got an engineering degree? What are you going to do with that? Because whatever I give you, I expect it to progress. I expect you to what? Make that thing better. Why? Because whatever I give you, because of the power that's on the inside of you, it should grow. It should flourish. Why? Because I'm a flourishing spirit. So if you yield to me, whatever you touch, that's why the Bible says, whatever you put your hands to, it should prosper.
That's right.
Say prosper.
Prosper.
Why? Because the power inside of you is giving you the ability to make that thing happen. God doesn't give you anything for you to mess with or play with. He gives it to you so you can what? Use it. To go to another level. And recognize. Say recognize.
Recognize.
That he in you, unstoppable.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a team that can't be beat.
I have a testimony.
Excuse me.
Like 4 weeks ago, I went ahead and I took the main GED test, and I didn't pass it. It was a letdown for me. For me, I felt like I let myself down basically, because I worked hard. So yesterday, I went to my class, and because I put in, I think she said, from 7 to 8 hours, like the government, they make you take a test to see where you at, to see if you're learning, or to see if you're just sitting there not learning nothing.
Right.
And me, I was telling myself at first, I was like, I'm just not good at any test because I didn't pass the main test. So my teacher said, she said, just look at it like it's an improvement. Don't look at it like it's a test. But they just tested me to see where am I. So I had to go upstairs and I'm in the elevator and I'm like, Lord, give me the strength. Just give me the strength that I need because I freeze up when I take a test. Mm-hmm. Like I have the knowledge in my head, but when it's time for me to take that test, mm-hmm. it seems like everything just goes away. So I'm in the room, we had to find any room, et cetera. So I'm sitting at the desk and I took the test. Mm-hmm. And when I finished taking the test, it gives you like a score. It mm-hmm. gives you like a number. Mm-hmm. And I scored 236. Mm-hmm. Now in my head, I'm thinking, that's low. Mm-hmm. You know, 236, I'm thinking that's low. That's yeah. like, nah, I know. So I had to go to my counselor and I told her I took the test and she was like, so what was your score? I said, I think it was like 230 something. So she looked at my computer. And she saying it said 236, and she was just like, so happy to this day, so like that. And I'm sitting telling her, like, this, they're like, that ain't nothing.
What you mean?
So then she showed me like a chart. The lowest is like zero, and the highest is like, what was it, 250?
Wow.
So you mastered that?
Mm-hmm. I mastered it. She was like, you got just a little bit more to go, mm-hmm. then I'll be ready to take the test. That felt good.
Mm-hmm. I know it did.
I'm thinking I wasn't learning that. I'm thinking I wasn't getting it because I didn't pass the GED test. And when she told me that, she was like, you just got just a little bit more to go, just a little bit more to go. So I'm going by next semester, and I'm a just buckle down like really hard and get it done because soon I get my reading done, then I just go into my math. Mm-hmm. But when she told me that, but when I seen it, when she showed it to me, I was like, wow, I am like it. You know what I'm saying? I am getting it. All of that hard work is, you know, it's just paying off.
Accounts receivable, everybody.
She exercises her math skill. So when you get above 250, you pass. That's what you're saying, right? Well, we just believe in Jesus' name, and the next test you're gonna score 250.
Amen. Amen.
250 above. Amen. See, that's the battle that goes on daily. Mm-hmm. That might be her battle. What's yours? Mm-hmm. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the example is this. You keep pressing forward, you're going to get to the victory.
Amen.
Why? Because you're more than a
conqueror.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? You're more than a what?
Conqueror.
So understand, say, the battle is always on the inside.
It's always on the inside.
Remember, Delisha says, I can't pass tests. Always freeze.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And it's a mindset. I'm not going to freeze up. I'm going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
The words that you speak become the words that move you. The words that you speak become the words that transport you. The words that you speak become the words that take you from point A to point Z and give you the mm-hmm. success that you need.
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Words are important.
Yes, they are.
Words are important. Your Father created the world by what?
Words.
So the Father spoke words and they manifest. You should be speaking words as well.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's why you write goals and you speak to those goals.
Amen.
Because when you begin to decree certain things, mm-hmm. I keep telling you, you're part of a kingdom.
Come on.
And you're king. And when you speak, your words carry weight in the realm of the Spirit.
Amen.
So when you start releasing the Word of God, say the intelligence of God.
The will of God.
The mind of God. Because the Bible is the intelligence of God. The Bible is the will of God for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible is the mind of the Father transmitted to you.
Come on.
For the purpose of you what? Opening your mouth and releasing. Because remember what I said. The two-edged sword, the first portion of the sword is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The sword doesn't become deadly until you take the word of God and release it.
Come on. Amen.
Do you follow me? Amen. And it's like you pulling the sword out of the sheath. And when you speak, boom, the sword goes to do what you called it to do.
That's right.
You follow that?
Yes.
So good.
And the enemy tries to get you to be quiet. Silence is a problem.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me. Silence is a problem. Because when a lion wants to strike, he opens his mouth.
Come on.
Now notice, you don't hear him because he's, you watch, I used to watch Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom. The lions be like this. Okay, I see you, but you don't see me. And he walks around until he gets to an opportune point. Then he screams. Roar! Yeah. That animal kicks, and that 1-2 seconds is over. And he's walking around getting ready to eat. Sound. He knows how to use his mouth. You follow me?
Amen.
He knows how to lose his mouth.
Oh, that's good. That's
when
good.
You all are praying, you don't even understand. Your words and the sound is going to heaven. As a matter of fact, scientists have come to the conclusion that your DNA creates a sound.
Well, amen.
Hmm? Your DNA is a musical sound. It's a musical track.
Come on.
So you send out vibes to the Father.
The manifestation of the sons of God to be revealed.
Whoa. So you're a sound, and you're a frequency that when you're moving, God goes, here, that's sweetness to my, that's sweetness to my ears.
I like that.
Hmm?
Good.
One thing I learned about being in engineering, studying sciences, once you know it, you realize there's more to know. Hmm? And if there's more to know, glory to God, there's higher levels and realms of knowledge to get to. Yeah. And greater glories to be exposed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you keep moving with the Father, he'll be revealing to you the greater glories.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Because there are things he's not hiding, but there's a desire he's trying to create in you. See that desire?
Desire.
A desire he's trying to create in you. Huh? That you begin to walk with them. Say, walk with them.
Walk with
and he begins to expose you to things nobody else can get to because they don't have the same desire that you have.
Mm. My God.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. See, it's all individual.
It is all individual.
God's not a coach. See, in football, a coach made you get up. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to be sleepified there. You need to get your butt up. You know what I'm saying? And in college, say in college.
In college.
You don't have to go to class. Did we hurt? Mm-hmm. But guess what? Do that for 2 semesters.
Not even two, sir.
Do that for one.
No, nah, two. Because you mess up one, they give you another shot. Okay? That's called probation.
Grace.
Uh-huh. That's say grace.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Say get yourself together.
Get yourself together.
Uh-huh. If you mess up that term, say mess up that term.
That's
you'll get this letter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, this letter going to tell you it's time for you to leave my institution and you have to resubmit, say readmit.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying? So even the schools, say the schools, I will take your money, huh? Take it all. And if you don't do what you're supposed to, guess what? You're going to be gone. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And the Father's like this in this regard. I can't take you to the thing you're not hungry for. You've heard the term, you can take a horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. The Father says, I can give you what you need, but I can't make you pursue it. Hmm? You got a value. Say, you got a value. Mm-hmm. And God gives you his word so that he can create a hunger in you and a value for what he's provided. I don't know about y'all, but I'm like Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. Feed me, feed me, feed me, Lord.
Come on.
Because I want everything he's got.
Amen.
Amen.
Say,
so we want everything.
We want everything.
We don't want the Father to leave nothing.
We don't want the Father to leave nothing.
Who's got Romans 8:27? Hallelujah.
Vernon read
it. Hmm?
You read it.
We read that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Read that. You read that, Vernon. Read that. Praise God. No, that's the mind of God, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost can think. Say, he can think.
He can think.
Give me Ephesians 4:30. Read that, Vernon. Read that for me one more time. Say, he has a mind.
He has a mind.
Yes, sir. Romans chapter 8, verse 27.
He He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
Oh my God, man. Say will of God.
Will of God.
Will of God.
Say mind of God.
Mind of God.
If my mind is acting up, whose mind can I tap into?
The Spirit. The mind of the
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I've got something greater than my own intellectual capacity.
Come on.
Huh? And I just got to tap in. Say tap in.
Tap in.
Say tap in.
Tap in.
My God. Say tap in.
Tap in.
Glory to God. You've got access to all of this. Say all of this.
All of this.
Holy Spirit. Most people start speaking in tongues, they think they made it. Wow. And you can't interpret nothing you said.
Wow.
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he says, ask that you might prophesy. Yeah. Because, say because. The individual who prays in the Spirit in the book of Jude says you are building up yourself in your most what? Holy faith. Say, that's personal. That's for your personal development. You follow me? But the Father, through the Apostle Paul, by Christ Jesus, is saying, I want you to go deeper. Say, go deeper.
Go deeper.
Say, go from elementary.
Go from elementary.
Glory to God, to high school.
High school.
Because he wants you to keep what? Growing. Say, keep growing.
Keep growing.
Somebody get Ephesians 4:30 for me. Ephesians 4:30. Holy Spirit has a what? Intellect? He's intelligent?
Yeah.
Huh? He has a will? Say, he has a will?
He has a will.
I mean, he can change his mind. He has a mind, and when you read Ephesians 4:30, glory to God. Ephesians 4:30.
Can I read the message?
Like the message? Josh, go to Ephesians 4:30 and read.
Go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30. I want you to read that, and then I'm going to have Pastor Rita read it out of the
message
Bible. Message Bible is the 21st century contemporary reading of the Bible. Pretty cool. I always tell people to start with your kid. KJV, say KJV.
KJV.
Because that's the foundation.
Mm-hmm. That's the foundation.
Read it, Josh. Chapter 4, verse 30.
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please Him, by whom you were sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin.
Okay, what does that mean? Ah, there you go. He has what?
Feelings.
You have feelings?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You ever made anybody mad?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Anybody made you mad?
Yes.
So he says, don't grieve who?
The Holy Spirit.
So that means we can what?
We can grieve him.
Grieve him, which means he has an emotional impulse.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that. Say, if I know that.
If I know that.
I watch how I walk.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I watch how I talk.
Mm-hmm.
I watch how I treat him. Because he's my helper.
Mm-hmm.
Say, helper.
Helper.
Jesus said in John 14, he is the parakletos in the Greek, which means the one who walks alongside of you.
Alongside of us.
He's in us. Say, he's in us.
Yes.
And he can be what? Grieved. So if he asks you to say something, you don't say it. Guess what happens?
He's grieved.
And he doesn't say anything but that again. So you want to get an answer, but you haven't communicated or been obedient in the first action. Do you see me, saints?
Yeah.
You follow me? So it says he's got feelings. Watch how we treat Holy Spirit. Say conversate.
Conversate.
Talk. Ask him about certain things. He speaks. He prompts. He guides. He directs. Just like you can hurt a person, you can hurt him.
Sure.
And what the Holy Spirit is even speaking now is that we might become more sensitive to his proximity to us.
Yeah.
coming.
Yes, sir.
He's in you. So when you do sin, you doing it with him. You taking him into something nasty that he's repelled by. You start cussing, say cussing. Treating somebody bad. Or having negative thoughts. Because he knows the mind. Say, he knows the mind. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
So it becomes a way. See, not fear, but my friend. I don't want to hurt my wife. My friend, that's the closest person to me. Next to Rachel, Rachel in the house. When Rachel's gone, it's just me and baby doll. Rachel's on Temple last night. It's me and baby doll in the house. It's my baby doll, y'all. So I gotta watch my heart. I gotta be sensitive to her. She's sensitive to me. Keep peace in the house. But more importantly, keep the Holy Spirit happy.
Yes. Amen.
He functions in a house of peace.
Yes, yes.
And our house of peace is a place where he has given us inner peace. And you know, in a house of peace, you ain't carrying a lot of baggage. And you can hear better when your mind is clear.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
You follow me? So we try to keep our mind what? Clear of all these agitating thoughts. Because we can create a space in our own space. You ever heard of, you can be in a prison by yourself, imprisoned by your own thoughts, imprisoned by you speaking certain things about you. I can't do this. I ain't gonna have no job. Lord, I'm gonna be broke in about 3 days. I ain't got no. You know, you can put yourself into a mental stupor. This proposal ain't gonna work. We can say things, man, that begin to clog up the Holy Spirit's ability to communicate truth to us.
Yeah.
You follow me, sir? Mm-hmm. So we got to keep him, say, keep our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit pure. Because if we block him, man, we don't have anything to carry us through the challenges that might come our way.
Yep.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we just think, you know, we just live into ourselves. But we got this entity, this real life person.
Yeah.
That's on the inside of us. He's a spirit. He doesn't sleep. He's always available. We had a commercial years ago, I don't even know what they called, the Maytag Man. The principle of the commercial was that Maytags don't ever break down. You know, that's a lie. But hey, they can make a commercial, we'll say whatever they want to say, right? But the Maytag Man sits there, he's twiddling his thumb, he's just straight up just bored. Because ain't nothing happening. You know what? The Holy Spirit is a type of Maytag Man. Because nobody, the saints aren't pulling on him for him to do his work. That's okay, I'm going to do this by myself, I'm going to do this by myself, I'm going to do it. He said, but I got an answer. But I know the way you should go. Hey. And we're walking around operating in, say, five sense operations. Trying to figure out things in our own what?
In our own narrow
understanding.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we're not tapping into Holy Spirit who's there to what?
To help us.
This is important. Say it for it.
Important.
Because Jesus said, I got to go so he can come.
So he can come.
And Jesus is not leaving to see you something inferior.
Come on.
Huh?
Right.
Okay. See, he's not leaving.
Not leaving.
Glory to God, to leave you inferior. Alas.
Alas.
Huh? That's the Greek word. And when Jesus says, I'm going to go that the Holy Spirit might come, okay? And it says, he will teach you all things. He said, teach you all things.
Teach you all things.
And will reveal himself. I mean, reveal Jesus to you. Allahs means same type and quality. Same type and quality.
Greek word? Allahs?
Yep, New Testament.
Is it Greek word?
The Testament is written in Greek.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the help.
And what Jesus is saying, and one who is the same as me is coming to you. Say same word.
Same word.
Same type of quality. So Jesus said, I'm not giving you something inferior. I'm believing that you might have exactly what I had to allow me to accomplish everything that the Father has called me to do.
Amen.
Do you follow that saying?
Amen.
Yeah. Glory to God. Say, God has not left me.
God has not left me.
Inferior.
Inferior.
Romans chapter 15, 13. Someone go there for me. Mm-hmm. You write these scriptures down?
Amen.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Go ahead, no, baby. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
With North Katrina with the KJV, I'm totally in agreement with that. But every now and again, I do like to like break it down to.
No, I said that's fine. That's fine. I said that's fine.
It says, "Don't grieve God. Don't break His heart." His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for Himself. Don't take such a gift for granted.
Amen.
Read that again.
Don't grieve God. Don't break His heart.
So check this out. Listen to what she just said. Don't break His heart. Do you think the Father is happy when you miss appointed times?
No.
When He has an appointed blessing for you? Mm-hmm. When he's excited about you getting ready to walk into this next phase that He has for you? And you grieve the Holy Spirit by doing something contrary to that? Or you ignore those promptings? He's what?
He's
heartbroken. If you are a parent that loves your child, say loves your child. You will hurt when they don't miss, when they don't achieve certain goals and aspirations that you know, say no.
No.
You know they get.
It
grieves you, breaks your heart. And the Father has created you for success, say not defeat.
Not defeat.
Well, Jeremiah 33, or Jeremiah 29, 11 say, I know the thoughts that I think what? Concerning you.
Concerning you.
He didn't say I have evil thoughts. He said I have what?
Your thoughts.
Say good thoughts.
Good thoughts.
He has good thoughts. You know, He wants you to achieve everything. Say everything.
Everything.
Everything. Everything, Delish. Everything, Brother Casper. Everything, Jackie. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be successful. Because that's what He created you for.
Amen.
You follow me?
Looking at all the attributes, the intelligence, the will, the mind, the feelings, and I experienced definitely 3 and 4 this past weekend because I had buyers that came here from Maryland that are relocating here. And so we were out all day Friday. And you can you know, kind of start off fun, exciting, and then, you know, you start getting a little, okay, somebody needs to be serious. Y'all on a mission, you came down here, and I'm the person to help you do that. But anyway, after going out all day Friday, I could sense that they still weren't sure. And then the husband wanted to see another community that he spotted, half acre lots, you know, so he's like all super excited and whatnot. And I'm like, okay. So I get home, I'm tired. But the Holy Spirit said pushing me to do some research so that I could explain to them why this community might not be in their best interest. And the enemy was trying to make me think, oh, they came all the way here from Maryland and you don't want to show them certain things. And so Holy Spirit said, do the research. So I got online, went to MLS, and so the community that the husband wanted to see is out of their price point. So I'm like, okay. So now I'm waking up. I'm like, okay. I got a backup plan because It's not that I don't want you to see it, but we don't need to spend energies looking at something that you can't afford.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing in this business, because people have all these grandeur ideas of what they want, but they don't have the buying power, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so it's vitally important that I understand as a realtor what their buying power is, so that we don't waste a lot of time with serious buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about people just want to look. You can look on your own. You don't really. I'm going through everything and I'm looking, and the model itself was
$860,000.
Wow. I'm like, okay, God. So now I'm really up. I'm like, okay, you know, put me. And the least expensive house in the community is $575,000. I'm like, oh, I'm really on the road now. So when I call and speak to them, I'm like, you know, I know that you all, you know, we saw them out on Friday, and you want to look at this other community, but I have to tell you that it's really out of the price point where you all want to be. And it makes sense for us to really focus our energies on a community that you all like, so that you can make a decision, because you want to be out of here on Monday, and he starts his job here in February.
Mm-hmm.
So let's really focus on that. And then I said, so are you open to looking at other areas? So then the wife goes, yes, we are. And I really didn't want to be over there anyway. And so I'm like, thank you. So then Saturday morning after prayer, I was on the prayer call. I just didn't say anything, but I was on the prayer call.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I got off the prayer call, I got back on the computer and I said, okay, south. Holy Spirit, show me south. And this is when we, you know, you think about, are you really incorporating the Holy Spirit in everything that you
mm-hmm.
do?
Yes.
And I'm like, okay,
yes.
Holy Spirit, we're south. And Apollo Beach just came up.
Mm.
And so I went to Apollo Beach, got on MLS, put in the information, and the house that had everything that they, you know, they have a wish list, everything that they wanted, that house was available. And I said, okay, I'm only going to one community today. We're not doing 4 and 5 like we did Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to one community today. And I called and I got the information. It's something about when you're prepared,
right.
Your confidence level goes up,
yeah.
And I'm like, we're going to write a contract today. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was saying that.
I said, meet me there. Makes no sense for me to come way to Western Chapel, y'all. Let's meet in the middle. Meet me at the community, such time, this is where we're going, this is what we're going to see. And I got there before they did, which I'm glad I did, because it allowed me to prepare some things. So I got in there and talked with the agent, and I told her exactly what I was doing. I said, now this is what you need to be aware of, this is what the buyers are looking for, so we can team together
right.
to get this deal done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm in the middle of that, here goes Pastor Reggie. Go show them around the house. I gotta deal with this right here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm on the phone, you know, multitasking. I know my pain is. So I go back in, I said, so guys, what do you think? On a scale of 1 to 5, this 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. So I'm talking to the husband now, because on Friday, the husband wasn't saying a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
The wife, she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Husband like, I don't know. Husband, Mr. So-and-so. On a scale of 1 to 5, what is this community? A 5, I said.
Yes.
The husband all the way in, he said 5, so we looked at the one house, and again, it's vitally important that you are paying attention and the Holy Spirit guides you, because he liked the house, but I asked him again, what are you thinking? He says, I like this house, but I really want the model.
Mm-hmm.
The house, there was a house like the model.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, because in new construction, when you have models, people want what they see right there. So he said, I like this house, but I really want the model. The agent says, this house just came back on the market. We crossed,
we
were in the back of the house. So he said, let's go to the backyard. I said, we're gonna go through the backyard and climb over the...
We did.
So we all went through the backyard, on the side of the house with it, walked in, and he goes, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So 4 hours
But that came as a result of, on Friday, and I'm thinking, we're not repeating on Saturday what we did on Friday.
Right.
We need to narrow this down. And Holy Spirit said, go do the research. You don't need to take them to that community. That's wasting time. And he took me right to the community where they fought. And as it turns out, he has friends that live in the same area.
Wow.
So he's like all the way through.
Now he's from Maryland now.
He's from Maryland.
And he's got friends.
Yeah.
Now check that out. What the Holy Spirit set you up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gave her instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Say do what?
Research.
Then she captured what? Apollo Beach. Sometimes you think that's just my mind. No, it's the Holy, it's inspiration of the Holy Spirit giving you instructions. Remember, he speaks to you in a way that you can understand and perceive. He knows what triggers you.
Yeah, yeah.
If God spoke to some of y'all, y'all be like, oh, what was that? That's like, oh, they don't go right. Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You follow that?
Yeah.
So he communicates to you in ways, say ways.
In ways.
That won't jar you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That won't cause you to be frightful. But guides you. Say nudging.
Nudging.
Nudging. And see, she's been with the Holy Spirit long enough to know how he moves.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, baby. She said, oh, that's your Holy Spirit. Oh, let's go. That makes him happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes him happy. Because
mm-hmm.
huh? He knows how you, what you respond to.
Mm-hmm.
Then he starts to what? He starts to take you to that area until you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you move, you're so responsive, it gets louder, it gets louder.
Come
once
on.
It gets louder, more pronounced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Pastor Reggie, let me say this.
Go ahead, babe.
If you are operating in your feelings, like if I had been thinking, oh, I better take them because they gonna think that I don't want to show them this community.
Right.
But You have to really get past that, and you have to ask the Holy Spirit to show you and mean it, and he will do it.
Yes.
That saved me a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
But the time that we were there for 4 hours was productive, and it ended in writing a contract.
Yes.
Right.
And so I'm just really, really thankful because they were happy, which was very important. And we know the wife from Atlanta, Georgia, her and her mom and her sisters used to come to the church. And her mom called me and said, are you still doing real estate in Florida? Because Shondaland is relocating to Tampa. So I said, you know, of course, which goes back to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When you are dealing with people and you're in good standing with them, that they can remember. And I don't talk to her every day. I haven't spoken to her in years.
Right.
But she still had my phone. Well, she found my phone number. And she reached out to me and wanted to know because she wanted me to help her daughter.
Wow.
And so I just thank God for that. But, you know, really, especially in this business, because people get caught up in, it could be very emotional. You know, and it's a major purchase. So you've got to know, when I say me for sure, I have to know that the Holy Spirit is directing me here because I could mislead them.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had taken them to this community where they couldn't qualify, there's no, we may not have had time to go back to Apollo
mm-hmm.
Beach and do all these other things. So you have to constantly be in prayer and ask God to lead you and guide you and direct you because, you know, you really have handling serious business for people.
Right? Yeah.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's going to amplify what Pastor Reed is talking about. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man.
Check this out.
Okay.
What eye has not seen, nor ear heard.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She hadn't looked at the research that the Holy Spirit told her to look at. But check this out. I guarantee you, when we go back to the annals of time, the Holy Spirit prompted Shonda's mother to call her. Holy Spirit prompted Shonda's mother to call Pastor Rita. She's a real estate agent. She's in Florida now. Give her a call. She can help you find a house. Because she has real estate goals. Say goals.
Goals.
And the Holy Spirit is working on your behalf.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. When you're not working, he's working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something you've been seeing even when they
not moving, seeing he's working.
Uh-huh. She can't see in the Mississippi. Because they're in Gulfport, Mississippi. But in Gulfport, Mississippi, God is working out her best.
Yes.
For her. Amen. And remember, God uses relationships.
Yes.
I mean, we ministered to them years ago when we had our church in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But God will begin to pull people who need what you have.
Yes.
You follow me? And connect. Say connect.
Connect.
Because he's all about prospering you.
Glory.
Amen? Yes. And you might not see how he's doing. You follow
Come
me?
On.
Hmm? I have not heard, I have not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of man. The good things that God has in store for those that what?
Love
him. Say love him.
Love
How
him.
Is love proven? By action.
Yes.
Hmm? Do you follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. By action. Say by actions.
Right.
I know if you love me or not by how you treat me.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Do you follow what I'm saying? So God says those who love him, say love him.
Love him.
And Brother George, I think it's verse 11, verse 12. Read what it says. But these things.
Okay. Verse 11.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
it. Yeah. It says, For what person perceives, knows, and understands what passes through a man's thought, except
the
man's own spirit within him.
Mm-hmm.
Just so no one discerns, comes to know and comprehend the thoughts of God, except the spirit of God. Okay.
Verse number 10.
Yet to us God has not unveiled and revealed them by and through his spirit.
So his spirit is what reveals.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit.
See, it's the Holy Spirit who reveals.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit knows what Vernon needs at the moment he needs it.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is I'm just waiting for him to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he says write the vision down and make the plans. He can have something to help you.
That's exactly right, because he don't need them. You need them. You follow what I'm saying? So he tells us to write it down so we won't forget what we're what petitioning
for sure.
him for
yes.
or what we pray for.
Yes.
So I don't have to go back asking him to do it because I know he's already done it.
Right.
I'm just thanking him in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you for my guys. Father, I thank you for me selling a house every month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She makes that prayer, puts that on her window, or put it on her mirror. Every day she comes in the morning, she just thanks God for it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Huh? Because she believes he's already what?
Done.
It's working from the principle of 1 John chapter 5, where we read in verse 14 and 15, and because we know he heals us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. This is why we
When God spoke it, God heard me. When Akari spoke it, God
Come
heard
on.
Her. When Josh speaks, the Lord hears. Amen.
Amen.
And when you hear, he hears you asking him for something. John says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, and because I know he heard me.
Come
why
on.
Did he hear me? Because I opened my mouth.
Come on, yes.
And I released my words in faith.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And because I know he heard me, I have the petition that I have brought before him.
Glory to God.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
So it's all about what? Faith.
My faith.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm speaking by faith. The Holy Spirit's responding, amen? Because now, guess what? He helps me walk by what?
Faith.
Mm-hmm. And as Pastor Rita did what he told her to do, she walked into success
mm-hmm.
and is able to give the testimony. And I'm able to back the testimony up, glory to God, because I'm waiting to help spend that money that's coming up here. Glory to God. Amen. Praise his name. So he works, say, with us.
With us.
Yes, ma'am.
So is this one of the verses that we would use for his attributes, is that he reveals?
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. Say, he reveals.
He reveals.
Mm-hmm. And that's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. As a matter of fact, as you read these scriptures, and I'm just giving you, because you can go back and read the whole context. Follow me?
121.
Mm-hmm. He reveals. But even what? 1 Corinthians. Say 1 Corinthians. Chapter 2, what you just read. Does that not say, talk about revealing?
Mm-hmm.
See, every word of God, say every word of God. It builds on the foundation of what's been spoken. It always reconfirms. Say reaffirms. The word of God reaffirms. Reaffirms. It's always reaffirming itself. It's building upon a foundation of truth. And it communicates that truth. Do you follow me? Say reestablishes.
Reestablishes.
Uh-huh. So you could, he continually, by the word, refreshes. Huh? And builds your confidence in the word because he doesn't change. He confirms his word over and over and over again. And even with his disciples, his apostles, as they're speaking, you'll get the same flow from each one of them. The word will confirm what God has already said.
Amen.
It's almost like he's, boom, compounding that word in you. I should do this. Right here, follow me. Because your spirit comes and what energizes your mind.
Romans 15:13.
So you can follow. You want me to read that to you?
No.
2 Peter 1:21. It says, "For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoken from God." 2 Peter 1:21. Now your assignment, okay, besides these scriptures that I've given you, I want each one of you to come with 2 scriptures on the Holy Spirit. Next Bible study. I'm going light on you.
Thank you, sir.
Now I'm going to give you 5. That's another grace.
Yeah. 5. So wait.
You should say yes. You should be, you 30 years, you should be able to pop 5 of them just like that. And you can't use what you can't use all what you already have.
So you really need 5, you're not gonna
give
us 5?
I said 5.
Okay.
That's the number of grace. He's gonna grace you to find those 5. Old or New Testament.
So what is Romans 15:13?
I'm gonna read it for you right now. Say power. Holy Spirit has what? Power? Glory to God. Number 6, huh? He reveals. Okay. You ever get some of this?
Amen.
15:13. I'm sorry, Romans 15:13. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans, what did it say? 15:13?
15:13.
Say power.
Power.
Say the power.
Power.
To heal. Power to change your mind. Power over the enemy. That's why the word is so powerful. When you learn how to use it, it's a weapon. When you learn how to operate words, the word of God, man, you become a deadly tool. You're like Bruce Lee. Ooh.
Aretha.
You ready to do some damage to the enemy.
Oh.
You
got to move
like
water.
This is an art form.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
When you begin to learn how to work and manipulate, and I shouldn't say manipulate, but to use the word of God, it's an art form. It's beautiful how you beat the devil down on a consistent basis and have favor falling in your lap and blessing people in the process. You should be walking in that. Understand as you walk. Now listen, as you walk in a greater realm of the spirit, greater things are going to happen. But flies like sweet smelling oil too. Are you getting what I'm trying to communicate to you? Flies like to go around in this sweet smelling stuff. Flies are symbolic of enemy demonic activity. You're going to get fights. Those fights always come to your head.
Always come here. Remember, you carry the authority. You can open the gate to let them in, or you can keep the gate closed to keep them out. You follow me? Because I always come to make you cry, make you start.
They ain't going to like me because I'm not going to take them.
Who told you they're not going to like you? Because you're not taking them to this community. You said that. They might even be thinking that.
Yeah.
See, they can make you begin to think things and come to conclusions that are not even relevant. Because they did tell her that I'm going to be upset.
She didn't take me to the right community. I ain't going to deal with her.
He'll always try to make you be self-sabotaging. Say self-sabotaging.
Self-sabotaging.
So again, Holy Spirit, say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The mind of the Spirit, say the mind of the Spirit. You should be thinking with your mind. Let the Holy Spirit minister to your mind.
Yes.
Say minister to your mind.
Minister to your mind.
Because Pastor Rita went negative, did she not? I mean, she went negative. First thing the enemy tried to say was, oh, you're not taking them to these communities they want to go to. They're going to be what? Angry. Who generated that thought process?
The enemy.
See how he can come to you and make you think those are your thoughts? Shrewd. Say he's shrewd.
He's shrewd.
You follow me? And so we have to walk with, say, your old ways. That's why I tell people, I say, when you come to a place like this, you have to begin to reprocess what you came out of. Because what do you bring? You will bring what you came out of and replicate it here.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a perfect example. Pastor Reed, I used to go to St. Louis, where that's where she lived. But they took people from the projects and brought them to the suburb. They came from the project into a new community that was much better than theirs. But over a process of a year, they reproduced the project in the suburb. Why? Because you took them out of the environment, but you didn't change their minds.
Mm-hmm.
So they reproduced what they came out of, even though it was better than what they had.
Yes.
I can put you in a new apartment. If you're nasty, you won't make the new apartment nasty. I can put you in a new house. If you don't change the way you think, you'll turn that old house, that new house, into what you came out of.
That's real.
Do you understand me?
Amen.
Because your mind hasn't been transformed.
Amen.
I can take you from a place of poverty to a place of prosperity, and you can spend it all in 1 year and be as broke as you were when you were over here, because the mentality didn't change. And the Father comes by the Holy Spirit to change the way you think. But you have to give him free access to impact your mind so you won't make the same decisions that you used to make. You follow what I'm saying? You follow that? That's why you teach your children, say teach your children, how to take care of what you have, so when they get theirs, they'll take care of theirs. You follow me? That's why Paul says in Romans chapter 4, it's so important, verse number 1, be you renewed by the transforming of your what? Mind.
Yes.
We made a mistake when we left Miami to go to Atlanta. I did. Because I was trying to take the church that I came out of and find it in Atlanta. When the Father never takes you from the place that you came from to take you to something the same.
That's right.
God's progression is always upward. He's taking you to a higher place than you once were.
Come on, Pop.
You understand what I'm saying? You don't go to college to stay in the same place. The college is supposed to take you to a higher realm of understanding and living. So God takes you from glory to glory and faith to faith. He doesn't take you to the same place. He takes you higher. And I give him praise for that.
Amen.
Amen. Does he want you to be with that? So I should reveal these things to you. Say, reveal them.
Yeah.
Or you'll be happy in your same place 40 years later. Be calm. So the Father is always about giving you new opportunities, say new realities.
New realities.
Yes. And all he asks you to do is say what? Say jump on the bike of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving, so get on the motorcycle, hang on, and go for a ride. Amen? Because he wants better.